Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, warmly welcoming you to this, the seventh programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. And with Samuel as ever in charge of all things technical, as I promised last time we met over the airwaves, I have another mix of music and song from years past, ready for you this week. Starting with Bobby Darin in 1962, when he recorded his version of this Golden Years classic.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said good night, nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast, like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of a stair. And just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley.
Bobby Darin and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, a song that Mel Torme, speaking at a concert in the United States, declared, "This is one of the loveliest exports to come from across the sea." With lyrics written in 1939 by Eric Mashwitz and music by Manning Sherwin, the song was published in 1940 and first performed that same year in the London Review New Faces, and has since become a standard. Now, one of the great omissions in music programmes of this sort, and I'm as guilty of it as anyone, is though we justly compliment the arrangers and orchestras on their brilliant accompaniment of the vocalists we introduce, we rarely just listen to a performance by them. So here's where I start to make amends and introduce the great David Rose and his orchestra with An American in Paris.
Thank you.
An American in Paris, a 1951 musical film starring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron, inspired by the 1928 orchestral composition of the same name by George and Ira Gershwin. And it was given perfect treatment there by American David Rose and his orchestra, who died at 80 in August of 1990. And as well as an orchestra leader, he was also songwriter, composer, arranger and pianist. During his life, he was the recipient of 4 Emmy Awards, and his most widely known composition was probably The Stripper. I hope to include more of the music of the arrangers and orchestras that support and contribute to the many vocalists we feature and who get so much more of the airplay. Turning now purely to the popular music of the golden years, it is clearly dominated not unnaturally by the music of the Great American Songbook, with the exception perhaps of a significant contribution from UK songwriters. However, there is one notable personality from France who made his mark and contribution to popular music, not only in his own country but worldwide. His name? Charles Trenet.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long du golfe clair a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercées le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez, près des étangs, ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez, ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercées le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie.
Singer and songwriter Charles Trenet and La Mer, a song he wrote himself, in fact just one of countless songs he wrote, professing only to perform and record his own material. And the song we've just heard, A Pop of My Boyhood Years, is undoubtedly the one by which Charenet is most recognised. Outside of France and today, over 4,000 recorded versions exist. And I confess to some nostalgia influencing my including it. Born on the 18th of May 1913, his career as an entertainer spanned 7 decades, from the 1930s to his last performance in November 1999. He died at the age of 87 on February the 19th, 2001, and as the newspapers reported, a wave of affection swamped France, with radio and TV networks altering their schedules to celebrate his life and music, which they described as a national treasure. Accolades came from President and Prime Minister and from many who just loved him. Charles Trenet, a true entertainer of the people, who once said, "I find my poetry in the street." Now, those of you who heard my first program of this series may recall me introducing the music of Brazilian songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim. Well, one of his most recognized compositions is undoubtedly The Girl from Ipanema, and as recorded, Bossa Nova style by Astrud Gilberto. Well, she is my next artist, retaining that Bossa Nova style, but with a 1954 song by Bart Howard, not normally associated with a Latin rhythm. Fly Me to the Moon.
Spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I love. Worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Astrud Gilberto, Fly Me to the Moon, a song from her 1965 album, The Shadow of Your Smile. Before moving on, a reminder that you're listening to The Golden Years Plus, and I'm Mike Roberts. And here's a small taster of what I have lined up for you in next week's programme. In my last series, 2015-2016, regular listeners may recall we did a musical journey around the world with music that had the country to which we travelled contained in the title or the lyrics. In my research for that show, I was amazed by the number of purely American songs that I came across with US locations forming the subject and the title. So next week, I hope you'll join me for a musical journey devoted entirely to the US and its locations that have inspired a song. 1942, two American songwriters collaborated on a song to which they gave the title, Who Wouldn't Love You? Carl Fisher composed the music and Bill Carey wrote the words. And in 1960, husband and wife duo Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet recorded it.
You're so enchanting, people must stay. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about, they're mad about. Who wouldn't love you? And who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? Do
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers get about or mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven? You winked your eye. You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care?
Tell me more.
You're the breath of spring that lovers get about.
Yeah, they're mad about.
That's right.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy?
What's my name?
Sunny boy. West side of heaven if you winked your
eye. I'm winking.
You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? Do 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 do
do do do. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and Who Wouldn't Love You, a track I selected from their 1960 album Edie and Steve Sing the Golden Hits, an album title that I thought suited our series title perfectly. And so I come to my last inclusion in this, the seventh edition of the Golden Years Plus. But just before that, here's my usual brief reminder of the contact details for anyone wishing to get in touch. Direct to me at my new email address, mikeroberts665@btinternet.com, or by any other conventional means via Campus FM. And oh yes, if you'd like to hear any of the programmes again, or catch up on any missed ones, then just visit webcasts on the Campus FM website. A group that were regularly heard in the 1950s and the early 1960s were the Kirby Stone Four. They produced a style of singing that mixed swing with jazz, as well as some early rock and roll, earning itself its own unique label as the Go Sound. And it's a short two-piece medley of this Go Sound that represents my last inclusion. The first of the medley is called Coffee Time, because I thought that there may be some listeners enjoying just that now. And the second piece is called Spring Is Here, though not entirely the case, but it is nice to look forward, isn't it? Here are the Kirby Stone Four.
I know it's time to go, but five more minutes might improve the mood. Let's take
a coffee break and quit this kissing, cause there's something missing and it's coffee time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee. Like one sugar and it's java time. My happy chum, let's have a time. We'll celebrate for just a dime and have a cup of coffee. Coffee, coffee, greeting time. The music box is beating time. It's good old-fashioned meeting time. We're in the pink, so come and clink, and let's have another cup of coffee time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee. Slowly reaching sleeping time. Let's not have any weeping time. Your heartbeat isn't keeping time. It's not sublime, it's such a crime. So let's have another cup of coffee time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of now that we've had our chat and I found out that it can never be. Hi, ho, away I go, cause I have grounds for coffee. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't my world romancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I hear. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I shouldn't have a thing to fear. Spring is here. I hear.
The Kirby Stone Four closing our show. Join me next week for that musical journey around the US that I told you about. Samuel joins me the other side of the mic in thanking you all for listening. In the meantime, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.